Good afternoon. I would like to welcome everyone to this meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Thursday, July the 23rd of 2020, and it is exactly 2 o'clock. I hope this finds everyone safe and well from all our environmental experiences that we've had the past few months. I want to remind you all to please speak clearly. State your name for the recording every time you speak. We have many people on the line, and they'll all want to know who's making comments and asking questions. Also, please be aware of background noise. If the dogs are barking, the children are crying, and you're tapping on your computer, on your keyboard, we hear that, and it interrupts everything in the meeting. So we would ask that you please mute your phone if you are not a speaking participant in the meeting. And we are not going to run our cameras today. If everyone would please keep their cameras off. And again, phones muted if you are not speaking and participating in the meeting. Council members, please let's begin by calling roll. Answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio.
Here.
Jim Woolihan.
Here.
Beth Meyer. Paul Martel. Darlene Leibel-Crow.
Here.
Paul Bixney.
Here.
Allison Klein. Okay, we have four on the line. I believe that constitutes a quorum with seven members. I'd also like to introduce the staff present today. I am Marlita Peters, and I'll help facilitate your meeting with the chair today. Other staff members, would you please indicate who you are and on the line, please?
Mo Madani.
Chip Sellers.
Tom Campbell.
Tom Campbell, thank you. We also have Jim Hammers, Chris Howell, Justin Vogel. Is he on the line today?
He is.
Thank you. Any other staff members? Okay. Council members, the first thing we'd like to do is approve the agenda as posted. Motion and a second, please.
I, Paul Bixby, move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Need two more voices.
Aye.
Sorry, this is Allison Klein. I just came on the call.
Thank you, Allison. That gives us five members present. We are voting on the agenda as posted, Allison. If you have no recommended changes, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And Ms. Crow?
She's muted.
She might be on mute. Her phone was giving some feedback.
Okay. All right. We'll call her by name at the point of the votes if necessary. So we do have a quorum. We're going to move forward to approve the previous minutes of Friday, May the 22nd of 2020, if there are no recommended corrections.
I, Paul Bixby, move that we approve the minutes.
Do we have a second?
Delvecchio, second.
All those in favor of the minutes as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Allison?
I wasn't here at the last meeting, so...
Did you not review the minutes then?
No, okay. I have not had a chance to. Sorry.
Would you like to abstain from the vote?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ms. Crow, did you get your phone unmuted yet?
I'm here, but I can't get in there.
I hear you. Very good. And so you're
okay,
voting.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're voting to approve the previous minutes, correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Now we'd like to have the commission's action of the May 2020 waiver applications. Mr. Madani or Mr. Sellers?
Hi, this is Mohammed Dani. I think the report is not coming up. However, I think the action where most for all of them was in according to the council recommendation with the exception to one waiver application, if I recall, which is, let's see.
The
Florida Association, what?
The report is on the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the reason is not coming up for me. Okay, let me look at it for a second.
Yeah, there was two of them.
Okay, hold a second. Yeah, if it's, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Chip, if you want to.
Well, I was just going to say if Jim can scroll back up, it was the Florida Association of Rehabilitation Facilities that they approved, and also the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office was also approved, of which the council recommended denial for those two waivers. Other than that, they went with the recommendation for the others.
That's correct. That is correct.
Okay, thank you for that report. We will move into our applications for waiver to be reviewed today. Our first item is going to be RAJSEJ Properties, LLC, waiver number 371. Mr. Sellers?
Thank you. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office with 1,333 square feet. The applicant states that the proposed project is a built-out, of an interior unit of an existing building where the first floor is designed to be accessible to the public and private offices to be located on the second floor. The second floor work area is less than 500 square feet, with an occupant load of not more than four persons. The owner of the construction, the owner and the construction superintendents will use the second floor work area for construction business. The second floor will not be open to the public. An accessible conference room and bathroom are located on the ground floor, ground level. The applicant states that the proposed project, as noted above, is in compliance with Exception 3 of Section 201.1.1 of the 6th Edition 2017 Florida Building Code. Accessibility, which provides that vertical accessibility is not required where an occupiable space is not open to the public and houses no more than five persons. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility to the extent that it has been made necessary.
Thank you. Is there anyone on the line representing this property that has any additional comments? Hearing none, are there any questions from the public or comments?
This is Paul Martell. I just wanted to let you know I joined the call.
Thank you, Mr. Martell. That gives us six members present today.
I just had one question. I was just curious as to what type of business this is.
This is Mr. Martell asking?
Yes.
Thank you. We're on the first one, RAJSEJ Properties, LLC.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. I was just asking what type of office business it is.
Construction. It's construction.
Fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Council members, since there's no one with questions or comments, back to you to make a decision or have discussion on this property.
This is Joe Delvecchio. I like to move that we recommend granting a request for waiver for vertical accessibility instead that it has been made necessary.
I call Victor second.
Victor, okay.
Is there any further discussion? Darlene, did you have a comment?
No, I was just going to second.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to accept, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We'll move to item number two. They will not be present today. They have withdrawn their application. Item number three, Sobey Hostel, waiver number 469. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility of the first and second floors. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is in plan review. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features is $933,695. The project construction and construction over the past 3 years is $255,000, which comes out to a 366% disproportionate cost. Requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility of the first and second floor of an existing two-story historic hotel built in 1938 with 6,500 square feet and 48 guest rooms. The applicant is proposing to renovate the existing interior finishes of the guest rooms, renew the interior of the men and women gang bathrooms serving the public spaces, and upgrade in electrical, mechanical, and plumbing systems. That and its architect design team have stated that the existing hotel features an initial threshold to enter the lobby area, including additional steps to access the first floor. The project estimated construction cost is $65,000. Construction cost of work completed in the past 3 years is $190,000. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second hotel, which have total amounts of $933,695 and $967,300 for the installation of an elevator and its associated installation cost. In addition, the applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by the historic nature of the building, but that substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship and historical nature of the property.
Thank you. Was there anyone representing Sobey on the line that would like to make some additional comments? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with comments or questions? Council members, back to you for discussion or motion to proceed.
Thank you, Starlight. I'll make it.
Go ahead. I just had a question. So is the first floor of this hotel accessible now?
Who's speaking, please?
This is Allison Klein.
Thank you, Allison.
I can provide that information.
And may I ask who's speaking, please? State your name.
My name is Julio, and I represent the Sobey Hostel.
I'm sorry, we did not hear your name clearly.
Guido Gutierrez, and I represent the Sobey Hostel.
Guido, can you spell your last name, please?
Julio, it's J-U-L-A-O, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z.
Thank you, Gutierrez.
So to answer my question, so So yes, the first floor, which is considered the lobby, is accessible. But then when we come to what is the actual first floor to go, getting the guest rooms, it's a 30-inch vertical with three steps that essentially is the only egress from what is east to west in the building itself. So that, unfortunately, is the area in which there are no options, and other than what's currently available on what is the lobby area.
Okay,
thank you. Allison, does that answer all of your questions?
Yes, thank you.
Council members, anyone else with questions?
Yes, this is Paul Martel. So I'm just trying to get a picture of this. So you have a first floor that's accessible up to this three-stair area. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And then you go up those stairs, and there's additional lobby area there, is that correct?
Correct. It's called a reception lounge.
Okay. All right, and then you go further down the hallway, I'm assuming, and then there's more rooms there. Is that got it?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. So what is available to, okay, if there's a lounge there, on that, up that three steps, what does somebody in a wheelchair do if they want, to go to a lounge? Is there a way to serve those individuals below that three-step area?
Yes, sir. The entire front area, what is the first level, essentially, our bar is set to be accessible. We also have a Eurowall that where the drinks can be accepted from the exterior of the building, which is completely accessible. It's a small ramp up to what is just about, and not even 10 feet from the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. So basically it's like a two-level lobby area, and you can serve people on either level.
Correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Council members, any further questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
This is Darlene. I make a motion to grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the basis of economic hardship and historical significance.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
This is Jim Willihan. I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We now move to item number four, Iceberg 721 LLC, waiver number 457. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor of two separate existing two-story rooming houses. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is in plan review. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $84,406, and the project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $186,689, with a 45% disproportionate cost. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floors of two separate existing two-story rooming houses, noted herein as Building 1 and Building 2, with 3,500 square feet and six guest rooms in each building with a total of 12 guest rooms. The proposed project consists of remodeling the bathrooms, bedrooms, and repairing the exterior stucco finish for the two buildings. In addition, as part of the proposed alteration, a ramp will be added to the entrance of Building 1 to access the lobby, and one fully accessible bedroom and bathroom will be provided on the ground floor of Building 2. The project estimated construction cost is $166,689. Construction costs of work completed in the past 3 years is $20,000. The applicant has submitted a cost estimate of $31,406.25 for a ramp and new accessible bathroom. The applicant also has submitted two cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second floor for the two buildings, which have total costs of $54,000 and $53,000 for the installation of two lifts for the associated and their associated installation costs. I have been stated that substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Is there anyone representing Iceberg 721 on the line that has additional comments? Anyone from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, council members, back to you.
This here is Joe D'Avecchio. I make the motion that we grant the waiver, a request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
I pause
this
second.
That was Mr. Bixney?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members?
I just had one question. This is Paul Martel. What's the requirement for a property of that size as far as the accessible room ratio for a property such as that?
Mr. Sellers, would you have that information, or Mr. Madani?
Are you talking about the number of accessible rooms?
Yes.
Normally, this is probably going to be one. It is 12 units, okay. So I would say at least one unit.
Normally, is our attorney available? You would probably know that.
No, I'm here, but Mr. Madani would have that information rather than I.
I'm sure it'll be one room. I'm sure a minimum of one room. I can.
I think it's one room for every 25 rooms.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion is granted. Are there any other public comments to be made today? Or anyone from the council? Hearing none, let's take our final roll call. Once again, answer by saying here. Joe DelVecchio?
Here.
Jim Willihan?
Here.
Beth Meyer? Paul Martel?
Here.
Lois Darlene Leibel Crow?
Here.
Paul Bixney?
Here.
Allison Klein.
Here.
Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you stay safe, and we will adjourn this meeting and have a great afternoon. It is 2:24.
Thank you. Thank you.